Well, of course, sadly for most of us, one of Cambridge's most beautiful tucked away hideaways is currently closed. It's the Cambridge University Botanic Garden. And you'd kind of think that that's it, but they're doing a huge amount of things online to keep us entertained and just to give us some contact with that wonderful space that they have. Chantal Helm from the learning team at the University Botanic Garden is on the line. Hi, Chantal.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks. I'm okay. I'm missing access to the gardens, as I guess a lot of people are, aren't they?
Oh, yes, as am I, and as are all staff at the Botanic Garden. I think we're all missing it very, very much.
Presumably you are getting in to water the plants occasionally.
Well, yes, yeah, so most of us are working from home. I think everybody is, except for a few staff, what we're calling the skeleton staff. They're going in to maintain the plants because their collection is obviously quite valuable and we need to ensure that they're watered, that they're maintained. So they're going in. I think there's only a few of them going in each day to undertake those tasks, but otherwise we're all working from home still.
Okay. Now, obviously, as a public space, it's closed and for the foreseeable future, I presume. So what about the summer calendar events, things like Sounds Green?
Yes, we had a whole massive program of wonderful events that we're about to put on. I think I was meant to come on the radio to talk about Earth Optimism last week and Earth Day and so forth. So unfortunately, obviously, all of our events have been cancelled. And we cancelled everything till the end of June for now. July, our usual Sounds Green provision is also now just recently been announced as cancelled, unfortunately. So, yes, so those big events, including Festival of Plants also, which was planning to be the beginning of June, were also cancelled.
Okay, well, hopefully next year we're going to be in a much better situation. We'll all enjoy them twice as much next year, I hope.
Yes, hopefully.
But you've got loads of stuff going on online, haven't you? I've been looking at your website. You know, you're keeping yourselves busy, aren't you? Talk us through what's going on online.
We are definitely keeping ourselves busy. It almost feels like we're more busy now than when we're actually at the garden. Yeah, so we do have something on offer every day online. We're really trying our best to either bring the garden to our visitors and our followers on our social media channels and on our webpage. And that is through Wellness Wonders. So we have every Wednesday. So if you look out today, there's something called a Wellness Wonder, which the staff who are able to work in the garden currently while they're undertaking their duties are doing a quick little bite-sized walk around the garden and showing off those beautiful plants that are flowering at the moment so people don't miss out. So that's Wednesdays. So today, that'll be looking out. Every day, we have a plant quiz that goes out on our Facebook and Twitter. And that you can also get from the website. So our website, obviously, is www.botanic.cam.ac.uk, and everything can be found there. So the plant quiz is really interesting, and it goes up every day with some interesting questions about a particular plant, and then the answers get revealed the next day. So we've had quite a bit of engagement with that, which has been quite fun. And then I think on Mondays, if you look out, there's something called Bite Size Botanics. I think they like all the sort of alliterations. So Bite Size Botanics, we've got just a short little snippet that goes through the garden just to see some of the sights and sounds and really sort of give you that feeling of being in the garden so you can imagine yourself there. And I think it's really part of our endeavor to help people feel connected to natural space and also hopefully get a bit of a chance to feel that they potentially imagine they're in the garden at this time, this beautiful time, which is spring.
I'm assuming with all the wonderful sunshine and everything we've had, it must be looking gorgeous at the moment.
It is. And if you see from the videos, it is really looking gorgeous. This is, I think, personally, the best time of year in the garden. And it's almost a bit of a, you know, cruel twist of fate that this has also happened at this time as well.
Sure.
Of the year. But anyway, we're trying our best to sort of keep that available to people where possible. And then I think there's also some interesting things every Thursday for the family audiences. We have part of our learning team, Sally, she's creating some downloadable activities which are available on the website. So there is really fun things to do with the children. I think some of them were like creating a miniature garden. And this week's is going to be about sharing your seeds. So a nice little activity to share any leftover seeds with your neighbours.
That's a great way. I mean, there's a lot of this going on, isn't there? Now, suddenly, because people are locked down, they're looking out at that uninviting patch outside the back window and thinking, do you know what? Maybe now's the time we could do something with that. And all you need is a bit of inspiration, isn't it? So much can be done, as you say, with seed swaps and just a bit of effort. It doesn't always take a lot of money, does it?
Exactly. There's so many different activities out there as well. I think everybody's doing their bit. We're starting we have started, obviously, a gardening club videos that are going up every Friday. So Sandy, our horticultural learning coordinator, she has been presenting various interesting ways of using your, I think, kitchen implements to help you in the garden.
All right.
Watch some of her videos. planting, obviously, seeds and giving you all the advice and tips needed to really get your veg growing in the garden at home. And then my background is in ecology, and I'm sort of a bat ecologist and a wildlife enthusiast. So my garden is really all about wildlife, I think. So I tend to be a little bit less of a neat gardener. It's a bit more messy, but the wildlife like
that's
it.
That's going to say, but that's what the wildlife like. So that's your your get out clause on that one, isn't it?
I know. It is definitely. So I've also just tried to produce some little videos to just give some hints and tips of the simple things that people can do in their back gardens to encourage wildlife. So I had one a few weeks back, which was really just a basic introduction. And then this week, I'm busy filming. I've never done any filming before. So it's all very new, all this new technology and getting around and trying to get, you know, nice images of things. It's been quite tricky, but very, very interesting. So learning new skills all the time, and putting that together with our marketing team to create a little video about sort of moths, bats and plants. It's coming out this Friday.
Because it strikes me when you hear the news, you know, one of the positive sides of the lockdown is the wildlife's having a field day, isn't it? Things are coming back and they seem to be coming back strong and fast. Is that your experience?
Yeah, I think there's definitely more opportunities now that everything's so much more quieter. Wildlife is sort of coming out of its hidden corners to sort of be a bit more obvious to us. Mm. And I think it's also the fact that we're all at home looking at it now, that it's becoming more aware of it to some extent. So a lot of things happen sort of in the background when we're busy going to work all the time. Now we can just sort of sit back, be a bit more quiet and really sort of appreciate what's happening around us in our own gardens, which is really lovely.
And one thing I like, I'm guessing, is that this gardening club idea, at the end of the day, you maintain plants from all over the world in the climate that we have in Cambridge. So there's got to be things that you've learned over the decades about just how to coax stuff along. So your gardening club tips, I reckon they're worth following because you managed to keep all this stuff going day in, day out.
Well, yes, I think obviously the specialist expertise comes in from the horticultural staff themselves. Sure. To grow all those plants that are grown in the botanic garden from around the world. So I think Sandy is obviously expert with the veggie growing and I sort of potter around the garden in terms of the wildlife aspects. So I think we all come with our own strengths slightly differently, but I can't in any way say that I can grow those amazing plants that the horticultural staff and their amazing expertise can grow at the botanic garden, unfortunately.
Okay, but it's worth having a go at least. Tell me about science on Sundays, because this was something that you've done before and I know you're keen to bring again.
We're trying Science on Sundays. So it's a monthly sort of bite-sized introduction to the latest science, plant science. And it would have happened usually in our classroom, just a sort of a 20-minute talk by a plant scientist coming in to chat to anybody who's in the garden. We're trying to approach it using a sort of an online PowerPoint presentation kind of talk for about 20 minutes, and we're sort of trialing that at the moment. I think you can see the one that we did for April is all about how species emerge. So how does one species become two by our director, Beverly Glover. So yeah, and hopefully we can bring some more of those as well.
Excellent, excellent stuff. All right, now you've said before, all this is on your website. So just remind us of that website again.
So it's www.botanic.cam.ac.uk. And then our Twitter handles is at CU Botanic Garden or at CUBG Learning. So both of those social media channels will allow you to access the content that we're putting out there for everybody.
Fantastic. Well, it's nice to hear you're all keeping busy. It's nice to hear that the plants are being looked at. And we just look forward to having access back to the Botanic Garden when all this passes. So, Chantelle, thanks for keeping us entertained, educated, and informed in the meantime. And give our love to everybody at the Botanic Gardens.
Will do. And thank you very much for having me.